This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 491 for Wednesday, July 24th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is taking a step back on Wednesday morning due to a lack of support from comparable oils. Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil are all lower to start the day. However, crude oil is making gains after a drawdown in the United States stockpiles. The Canadian dollar is down less than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Tuesday's close. The Bank of Canada announced today it will cut its key interest rate by 25 basis points at 4.5%. The November canola contract is down $2.20 per ton at $676.20. In the U.S., corn and wheat are up, while soybeans are down. Crop consultancy ASAP Agri cut its forecast for the 2024 Ukrainian corn harvest by 5 million tons at 24.1 million due to extremely hot temperatures. However, Ukraine's ag ministry is projecting the crop to be 28.5 million tons. It also said the country has exported 1.39 million tons of corn so far in the 2024-25 marketing year. Dry conditions are being forecast for much of the U.S. Corn Belt this week, with hotter than normal temperatures in the western part of the region. The European Union said corn imports were up 39% from the year before at 1.42 million tons so far in 2024-25. The September corn contract is up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.07. Soybean growing areas of the U.S. are also expected to see hot and dry weather conditions over the next week. China said its soybean self-sufficiency rate has increased 4% over the past 2 years. ANAC reported Brazil's July soy meal exports reached a monthly record of 2.4 million tons. India's July edible oil imports are expected to hit a record of 1.92 million tons, up 26% from June, with soy oil up 45% at 400,000 tons. Indonesia said it is beginning to replace B35 biodiesel with B40, made up of 40% palm oil. The November soybean contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $10.74. The U.S. Wheat Quality Council reported an average yield estimate of 52.3 bushels per acre, 4 more than last year, after day 1 of its spring wheat tour, beginning mostly in North Dakota. The EU said soft wheat exports are down 35% at 1.44 million tons to start the marketing year, but French figures are incomplete. A Russian missile attacked the southern Ukrainian port of Izmail on the River Danube earlier today. The September Chicago wheat contract is up 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.50. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.71. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $6.16. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, July 24th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.